Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
It isn't just men that are under attack. It's not just boys, not just one side of the species. It's the whole species that's under attack. There's a very important report that John Ballen has filed to banned.video. Only way this dog gets out and hunts is you go share the video with others. It's a very important video. And it is Biden's war on your mother. Here it is.
This is the Venus of Willendorf. It is a 26,000-year-old representation of the female life-giving form. The core of its natural place in the universe has never been denied nor challenged. Until now. We now live in an upside-down world where transgender rights and feelings, a percentage of 0.4 of the United States population, now determines how nearly 100% of the population of the United States will conduct their daily existence.
They can't say amen to a prayer. You cannot say you're a father, a son, a mother, or a daughter. They're not coming closer to what the American people want. They're going further away.
I think that the rules should reflect our values as an institution that is the most inclusive as possible, that reflects the gorgeous mosaic in every possible way of the American people.
So how does it empower women to ban the acknowledgement that women exist?
It absolutely does the very opposite of that, and it's the height of hypocrisy for people who claim to be the champions of rights for women to deny the very biological existence of women, removing references to, you know, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters from congressional rules and administration. It's mind-blowing. But instead of doing something that could actually help save people's lives, they're choosing instead to say, well, you can't say mother or father in any of this congressional language. It's astounding.
England has taken the core of the family and crushed it with a totalitarian boot. As LBC reported, midwives in Brighton have been told they can replace the word breastfeeding with chest feeding and mother with mother or birthing parent as part of efforts to be more gender inclusive. Staff at Brighton and Sussex University hospitals have also been told that breast milk should be replaced by phrases such as human milk, breast chest milk, and milk from the feeding mother or parent. Terms such as woman and father will also be superseded by woman or person and parent, co-parent, or second biological parent, respectively. The progressive changes come following the release of a policy document which also suggests motherhood words like woman should not be completely scrapped. Instead, it recommends adding the word people and similar inclusive language. Back in the United States, Joe Biden continues the globalist war on the family, signing an executive order on preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation.
Gender MMA fighter has said she wants a license to fight in California.
A biological male has just become the first transgender person to win a world title in cycling.
First transgender weightlifter winning her maiden international event as a woman.
A biological male winning a gold medal in a women's event now seems a matter of when, not if.
I'm not a professional powerlifter, but even I myself, I can walk, I can stroll into the gym on any given day and I can break the British women's bench press record. I can break the British women's deadlift record. When I'm on form, I could potentially break the British female squat record. And I'm not, I don't even compete.
So if you're a woman and you're a natural woman and you don't take any extra hormones or male hormones, you're not taking steroids or any sort of performance enhancing drugs, you're doing your very best to compete and you're at the top of the heat. But then someone comes along that was a man for 30 years and decides they're going to be a woman, and this has happened, and literally transitioned a few months ago, and competes as a woman and destroys records and dominates you. in that sport. That's bullshit.
The future of female sports denied from pushing the envelope of their natural biology in favor of men disguised as females, robbing them of all of their hard work and sacrifice. John Bound reporting.
But Lance Armstrong took testosterone, so he's a bad guy. The guy with testosterone can beat women. It's all a takeover.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, Roger Stone is in demand in talk shows. He's writing a book. He's writing articles. He does a lot of interviews. I've been asking him to come on for about a week. And, well, finally I can get him on because we are the top story over the weekend. Thousands of publications. The local paper had it in the cover section. That I am under investigation, Roger Stone is under investigation, for leading the premeditated attack on the Capitol. So I wanted Roger on about how crazy that fake trial was of the president, how they dropped it like a hot potato. I wanted him on about where he thinks Trump's going in the future, any conversations with the president that I know he has quite a bit, what can he tell us. He's like, yeah, I'll come on when I have something to say. Well, now he has something to say because he's already been through a witch hunt. I've already been through witch hunts that my lawyers do not say speak about for reasons, but I haven't gone through the ringer like he has, but I've gotten about 30% of it. And let me tell you, I have a little bit of money. Now I have a lot less money. They bankrupted Roger, lost his house, everything. So we're not victims here. We're just telling you this is not fun to have federal prosecutors giving you a proctology exam. It's not fun to have the grand jury subpoenas. It's not fun to have the FBI constantly, literally following me around looking for something. When I don't even speed anymore. I don't even accelerate past the speed limit. I got to get rid of my, in fact, I did. I gave my dad my Hellcat a year ago. I don't even have my, I don't drive a Hellcat anymore. It was a Hellcat I bought when it first came out 6 years ago. It's an amazing piece of American machinery. So my 71-year-old dad drives it. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even speed now. I'm like an old man that drives in the middle lane or the slow lane. And it doesn't matter. I have the feds following me around. I can't imagine, his wife got beat up a month ago. He didn't want to make it an issue. I understand why, because more will come to attack him. He beat her up in the parking lot of his apartments. So this is very serious. This is out of control. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour, but I want to just show you these articles before we go to Roger. Biden dismisses Uyghur genocide as part of China's cultural different norms. Says it's okay to invade Hong Kong. That was last Monday's CNN town hall. This is incredible. Democrats confess to staging January 6th Capitol attack. This is such an important 21-minute report at Bandout Video. They're now coming out and bragging. They set us up and, quote, outfoxed us. Incredible. General Russell Honoré, who led the gun confiscation in Louisiana and Mississippi, has been picked and says that he believes that basically people around Trump with Capitol Police led the attack and we all need to be arrested. And he says he wants to use the military on us. And you've got Brennan saying it. You've got all these TV hosts saying it. You've seen the compilations. It's just crazy. Six Capitol police officers suspended. 3,500 investigation after Capitol riot, spokesperson says, even though they were ordered to stand down and Pelosi was briefed. So for me, this is big for Roger and I. But what's really big is they had an intelligence briefing. They knew what was coming. Jaden X has now been caught on tape bragging that he worked with Democrats to help lead a small minority of folks into the building. This is a big deal, not just because Roger and I are in the crosshairs, but because they first tried to say, Roger, going to you now, my friend, that Trump did all this and incited people that day. That didn't work in Congress, so now, no, we premeditated it, but there's pure evidence that the Democrats did premeditate it. So this is quite the kettle of fish, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Let's call this Witch Hunt 2.0, because it has the same exact MO. I have lived this, so let me tell you how it works. First, multiple mainstream media outlets, in other words, the fake news media, push out a narrative about you that is entirely false. In my case, ABC, CNN, The New York Times, all tried to rather unskillfully use guilt by association to imply that because I was in Washington on January 5th, really never left my hotel property on January 6th, wasn't on the ellipse, didn't march to the Hill, wasn't on the Hill, wasn't at the Capitol, most certainly wasn't in the Capitol, know nothing whatsoever about the efforts by a few crazies to attack and invade the Capitol, yet they imply that I somehow knew about this and approved it because I came into association with members of the Oath Keepers. Going to their website, they appear to me to be an organization of current and former law enforcement officials and retired military officers who are swearing fealty to the oath they took when they went into public service, when they agreed to protect the Constitution. That doesn't sound radical to me. It sounds American. Now, if individual members of the Oath Keepers were involved in any illegal activity, including an attack on the Capitol, which was politically hurtful to what we were trying to achieve, then those people should be prosecuted. But I know of no such people. I have no knowledge. My lawyers want me to read this, so I'm going to do it. Any statement, claim, insinuation, implication, report, or allegation that I had any involvement or knowledge, whether advanced or contemporaneous, about the commission of any unlawful acts by any person or group in or around the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021, is categorically false. There you have it. I said it. That is the stone cold truth. But now we're right back where we were. In other words, uncontent to have destroyed my life for 2 years, uncontent to have driven me to the brink of bankruptcy, uncontent to have broken my wife's health, uncontent with the fact that I cannot leave my home without private security for fear of my own life, uncontent with the fact that I haven't been able to work for 2 years. Now, the same fake news media outlets come back with the same contrived fake narrative. And lo and behold, what did we hear yesterday? Roger Stone and Alex Jones are under investigation for their communications with those who breached the Capitol. That'll be a short investigation because there's no inappropriate communications between me and anyone. I know nothing whatsoever about this. I know you don't either because you told me so, and we were in touch during the period that we were both in D.C. and not together. It's a witch hunt, folks. It's the next effort to take down Roger Stone and Alex Jones.
And let's be 100% clear. We're not Hunter S. Thompson, who was a great writer, by the way, read all his books. Wish I could have interviewed him, who would write himself in the story. We keep getting put into it. And I'm just going to be honest here briefly and then come back from break and really talk about the big enchilada here. But I was the one that begged you to come. You said, no, it's a bunch of out-of-control groups. It's going to be a million people. I just have a bad feeling. All these groups are infighting. I don't care about speaking to a crowd of people. And I said, it's the right thing to do, election fraud. And I actually yelled at you and said, Roger, stop it. I'll provide security for you, but you never met up with me, and then you didn't really have security, so some Oath Keepers showed up. And then you got there that morning, I tried to go get into the Ellipse. You got a million people there, but only 30,000 can get into where Trump is. That's all Secret Service and metal detectors. And I call you and I go, where are you? Because your seats were right beside me. Like six seats were for Roger Stone, right there in the second row. You said, screw it. I tried to get down there, and I went through it, too, with like 20 security. I could barely get through the crowd because we had to go through the main entrance. It was a cluster, you know what. You said, screw it. I'm flying out of here. I told you, Alex, this was a bunch of BS, and start listening to me, and you hung the phone up on me. So that's what happened, and your instinct was right, and so that's the truth.
Well, and look, I spoke at two permitted events.
But I'm asking, do you remember getting mad and saying I'm being screwed over and hanging up on me?
I remember telling you I wasn't going. I remember telling you I wasn't going to the Ellipse because it was so disorganized and frankly dangerous. Look, people think that when you and I say we require private security, it's not because I'm trying to be a big shot. It's not because I'm trying to act important. It's because there are multiple threats against my life every single day. And I have had ugly incidents in restaurants, in airports, on the street.
Well, plus, you're a rock star at these events. Everybody piles on. Like a Mick Jagger, you know, in 1975, walked out in a crowd of people. You get what happened out in California with the Hells Angels. Let's come back and talk about the big issue. I'll tell people what that is when we come back with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's News Today. We'll give you his website.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stone on Skype. Okay, he just popped back in. There he is. Our Skype is breaking up. The big trillion-dollar question here is what Roger alluded to. Why would Trump, who wanted them to have a 10-day hearing on election fraud, have people attack the Capitol and poop on the floor and act like a bunch of idiots and discredit our movement, having us act like leftists, when our whole movement is about being law-abiding and not starting crap? The Q movement went in and told people that Trump wanted a storm and an attack, and nobody's gotten in trouble over at 8chan. 8chan put out the fake Pizzagate thing to cover up all the real stuff. 4chan did it. It's the people running that, ladies and gentlemen, that are being told, or they're doing it themselves, how to run these psyops. And so that's what happened. And you had Antifa, Jaden X there on record now, admitting he came with leftists to pose as Trump supporters in Trump gear to try to get the crowd to break in. The police were told to stand down, and now they're trying to threaten them with jail time if they tell folks what they know. So this isn't just something about Roger and I facing prison being set up. It's about Pelosi. What did she know? When did she know it, as Lindsey Graham said? So I was talking to Roger in the break. I said, Roger, I think it's time we reach out to listeners and just say this. We're not getting rich doing this. I had a lot more money in the bank before Trump ever got elected. Defending Trump, defending populism has almost destroyed InfoWars. Same thing with Roger. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products and keep us on the air and spread the word about the broadcast so we can stay on air. And also, please go to Roger Stone's website, get a T-shirt. Roger Stone still did nothing wrong. Takes a lot of T-shirt sales to fund the new attacks that are coming. And Roger, give people your defense site as well for people that want to donate.
Sure. It is StoneDefenseFund.com. Alex, my last trial, the 2-year ordeal, the witch hunt they put my wife and I and our family through, cost me almost $3 million. I lost my home, my car, my savings, my ability to make a living, my right to travel, my right to speak. It has been horrific. And now they wish to recycle the same false narrative once again to destroy me. Why? Because I stood up for Donald Trump, because I questioned the irregularities and anomalies in the 2020
election.
It's
about sending a message to other people that might run for president or support a president around the world. They want people to know, you roll over, we'll destroy you. That's why people have got to champion InfoWars, champion Roger Stone, champion Trump, so that people have the courage to do the right thing.
I think people understand that in July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutors made an offer to me that would make all of my problems theoretically go away if I would simply testify falsely regarding 29 individual cell phone calls between candidate Trump and myself in 2016. They would send a letter to the judge arguing for leniency in my sentence. I stood up to that and said, no, because it was a lie. When Howard Feynman, who used to be a big deal but is now at MSNBC, said that in a private conversation with me, I intimated that I had knowledge of misconduct by the president and that I had traded that for clemency, which is an absolute lie, I produced a text message from Feynman to me in which he confirmed that I said no such thing. So the mainstream media twists these things, but the goal is clear. It is to silence us. You know, I never said this, Alex, but when the FBI raided my home in the pre-dawn hours of January 25th, with 29 heavily armed FBI agents, they also raided the InfoWars studio in Oakland Park, and they raided the apartment I used at that time in New York as a studio for my daily War Room broadcast with Owen Schroyer. The FBI came in. Not only did they seize the computers, the microphones, the cameras, and all my electronic equipment, but they damaged it beyond use, held it for a year, and then shipped it back to me. If this is not about silencing me, what was that all about?
You're absolutely right. So let's get back into this. Why would we have all these big peaceful rallies everywhere and want to show our numbers and want to say we want a 10-day investigation that Ted Cruz agreed to push? We had a good shot to have that voted for. Why would we want 200 people out of a million to break in and poop on the floor and sit in the dais of the Speaker of the House or the Leader of the Senate?
The answer is, of course, that we wouldn't. No real supporter of the president could think that trespassing, destroying public property, and menacing lawmakers would somehow help the president's cause, that this was a shrewd or smart political move. In fact, we have given the deep state the opportunity to further crack down on our civil liberties and civil rights based on the crazy misconduct of a bunch of nuts. No one in their right mind would have thought that breaching the Capitol in an attempt to stop the constitutionally mandated process to certify the election would be a good idea. That's where their whole narrative falls apart. I didn't urge anybody to do this. I wouldn't urge anybody to do this. If I had known that somebody was planning this, I would have tried to talk them out of it and reported them. That's how stupid this idea is.
Well, that's right. I mean, I had a bad feeling, and I said we need to leave the speech early because I could see the big crowds while Trump was speaking already going down the entrance to Pennsylvania where we were sitting. You weren't there. You were back in your hotel. I could barely even get into the crowds. It was the biggest crowd I've ever seen. It blew away Super Bowls I've been in like three or four times. And so you're absolutely right. The idea that Trump would want this, the idea that we would want this, the idea that we would coordinate this is preposterous. This helped the Democrats. This helped Schumer. They've permanently stationed troops in D.C. They're calling for persecutions in FEMA camps and re-education. What do you make of all those statements?
Well, look, I was very happy when President Biden turned down the radical left of his own party on the minimum wage. I was very happy when he also opposed the socialists in his party on a means test for the upcoming COVID relief package. You know, I would like to see Joe Biden succeed as president. I really would. I'd like the country to prosper. I'd like us to be richer and healthier and safer. Let's see if that happens. I question whether the policies of higher taxes, more regulation, more big omnibus one-size-fits-all trade deals are the right prescription for the country. But I concede he has been elected. He is the president. And let's see how he does. If we don't solve the censorship of all mass communications, which is something we saw for the first time ever in the 2020 election, meaning the censorship of network television, cable television.
Stay there. Let's talk about that because that's already biting liberals in the butt. Roger Stone's here. We'll talk about Trump's future and Biden straight ahead.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Comstock find. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. He said, hey, Biden's the president, and I'm glad he didn't do the minimum wage, it would bankrupt the country. I'm glad that he stood up on some of these other things. That from you, I guess, is an olive branch, or I mean, that's going to be big news. Roger Stone says that Joe Biden's the president, and he wishes Joe Biden well.
I'm an American. Is there any question? He was sworn in. We saw it. He lives in the White House. He has the constitutional authority right now of the President of the United States. I didn't vote for him. I don't like him. I've never liked his policy positions or his record. but I also do care about my country. He's talked about censorship and the repeal of certain sections of the law that I think would be helpful to conservatives and Republicans. I hope he follows through on that. But I, in no way am I stating my disloyalty to the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. That would be Donald Trump. Look, God gave him the courage and the wisdom to save my life. They didn't just want to send me away for 6 months. They wanted me to die in a COVID-19 infested prison where they hoped to send me in total violation of the current Department of Justice and Bureau of Prisons regulations, in violation of all legal precedents, without consideration for my age or health, and continuing to insist at that time that there was no COVID-19 danger in prison, particularly the prison where they wanted to send me. Today, there's over 400 cases there. So, look, I love the president. If he runs again, you can bet that I will be out front to support him in every way that I can. But in the meantime, if we do not find a solution to the problem of the censorship of all mass communications in this country, we are not going to win any future elections. It doesn't matter how we reform election laws. It doesn't matter how we change the Republican Party. We need a level playing field. We need election integrity and transparency, but we also need the ability to communicate our campaign messages and themes. Without that, what good woman or man would run for office?
Roger, I agree with you that I'd like bipartisanship and I'd like the Democrats to stop. And I see you look at the tea leaves, hoping for any positive news. But let's look at this. Alert. This is on InfoWars.com. It's an RT article, but this was put out by Reuters. Biden's White House working directly, close quote, with big tech to censor content causing vaccine hesitancy. Even though India banned the Pfizer shot over there, now they're trying to make it outlawed. So pretty scary right there that this is going on. So yeah, I mean, I would like to see Joe Biden not deep six the country for communist China. But I really, really, really have my questions about it. What do you think of that?
Well, if you saw the CNN hit piece on Ty and Charlene Bollinger the other day, two of the most effective activists I know, their terrific documentary, The Truth About Vaccines, following their documentary, The Truth About Cancer. These folks are truth tellers. They're activists. They work very hard. They make a very legitimate case about the safety of vaccinations. But that's forbidden today in America because of the marriage of big pharma and big tech and big government. You can't question the safety of any vaccine.
Well, that's the key. Since when can big pharma shut down citizen critics, whether they're wrong or right? That's the public's right to give reviews and give their personal statement. The idea that big pharma is in so much trouble with all the vaccine damage in the past and now the new stuff that they want to silence everybody, this is incredibly dangerous.
Well, it's actually extraordinary. Alex, the United States government has paid out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in settlements to people who have been damaged by vaccinations. Yet Congressman Adam Schiff sponsored a resolution in the U.S. House of Representatives which just stated that no one has ever been damaged by any vaccination ever, period. This is kind of like trying to deny that the Holocaust didn't happen. It's a repugnant, vile, ridiculous idea. All we are asking for in this area is a debate and examination of the safety of vaccinations. I have not been vaccinated for COVID-19. I had all my vaccinations as a child, as an infant. I'm glad I did. I think it explains why I'm healthy. But to just examine this area, if you just say, I'd like to know, well, then you have to be silenced immediately. On the other hand, I love Donald Trump, but most of the public health officials he appointed were mandatory vaccination advocates.
Well, that's right. I think Trump's biggest failure was not addressing and not actually stopping censorship. He did address it, did a great job addressing it, just didn't take action on it. And then going along with the acceleration of warp speed skipping human trials that Bill Gates asking to do, then Bill Gates and Fauci turn around and stab in the back. And there's disinformation out there that I ever supported this mRNA vaccine or any of this. I was totally against it. I was trying to play devil's advocate of why would Trump be doing this? Why do you think Trump did that?
I think the president believed that the American people would give him credit for fast-tracking a vaccination in record time. I mean, normally that would be impossible, but this was a crisis. He gets no credit for it, of course. Now, my own wife, who has a depressed immune system because of some of the medications that she's taking for another condition, has been vaccinated, has had the second vaccinated. I'm happy to report that she is perfectly fine. She's well. It is each individual's decision.
But well, just saying my body, my choice.
But just saying that will get you banned, as you know.
Incredible how the left used to be against censorship. Now they love it. The left used to be for your own body choice, and now they're against it. They used to be against death camps in China and Tibet. Now they love it. What happened to the left, Roger Stone?
They used to love civil liberties and civil rights. They used to stand up for the right to free speech, the right to self-expression. No, everything has changed now. They're the ones who like endless foreign wars. They're the ones who like authoritarian government. They're the ones who are against free speech. They are the ones who try to demonize and destroy their opponents instead of having any kind of open, fair dialogue with them. Look, let's be clear. Had there not been a vibrant, robust alternative media based in the internet in 2016, Donald Trump would never have been elected.
And I think Trump and the Republicans get that now. So what are they going to do? I mean, what do you do? It's not enough to repeal Section 230. You've got all the big tech working with other corporations admitting they're targeting with the Democratic Party their opposition. That's racketeering. That's organized crime. That's voter suppression.
There's certainly federal election law violations there. If I were running the Republican Congressional Committee, which of course I'm not, I would have brought legal action against Facebook 2 years ago. If Facebook allows Democratic candidates to advertise and to use their very sophisticated and very effective geo-targeting program, but does not let their Republican opponent have those same rights, I think that violates the federal election law. Facebook's a corporation. They're a private organization, they keep pointing out. Well, that's an illegal corporate contribution, in my opinion. So, again, people talk about, throwing the rhinos out of the party, and they talk about the need to fix state election laws. All these things are legitimate. But until we break the Gordian knot of censorship of all mass communications, we cannot continue to go forward and win future elections based on the America.
You told me quite a bit off record. I don't know how much you can get into with what seemed like a million years ago, but only a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, Trump acquitted in the Senate suddenly like a hot potato. They dropped it as evidence came out the Democrats were involved in breaching, provocateuring, and Pelosi had been given an intelligence briefing. But I want to get into what happened because they want us to forget about that, and that was a giant failure for them as they tried to not just frame the former president, but frame America. We'll be right back with Roger Stone in a final segment, then a whole hour of your calls. Stay with us. Oh, and his legal defense fund, stonedefensefund.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the vaunted Alex Jones Show. Hated by tyrants, loved by patriots. We are here. Roger Stone, final segment with him. Really appreciate the embattled guy that helped President Trump launch his political career from never running from office to winning. He was the first guy to propose it on record, and that's why he's so hated by the enemy. Briefly, we have 700 in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement DVDs left. I reprinted these a few years ago because of demand. I don't know if I'm going to reprint ever. Here is the original DVD of the film I made 14 years ago that exposes it all. There are 700 of these at InfoWarsStore.com. They tried to censor this off the web. It's an important film to have. If you want it, 700 left. Never know. I'm going to reprint it because we may not be here in a month. Also, Privacy Pockets are back in stock. They always sell out within days. We have 2,000 of these. They are $19.95. They sell this exact same Faraday cage to protect your phone from contact tracers and the globalist and the rest of them for $19.95. Again, the enemy sells them. And everybody else, you know, when I say that, Amazon sold them for $29.95. We have them for $19.95. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have activated charcoal toothpaste my dad designed. It's really great. Doesn't have any additives. Doesn't have any aspartame. Doesn't have any of the garbage in it. activated charcoal toothpaste from Dr. Jones Naturals at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And that's what funds this whole operation. So thank you for your support. And we also have selling out Winter Sun, vitamin D3 for your immune system. That sells going to happen very, very soon, 25% off. We have the Knockout Natural Sleep Aid, 40% off, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com. And then there's Roger Stone's Legal Defense Fund. And we're not making a big deal about this. We're not crying wolf. It's all over the news that they are criminally investigating us. That means subpoenas. That means lawyers. That means everything. Keep us in the fight. Please give them a donation, StoneDefenseFund.com. You helped him stand up before. The president gave him a pardon. Now they're after him again with yours truly. So please support Roger. Roger, we've got 8.5 minutes left. Let's get into this. Look, I did some research. Been trying to talk to you for a week. Finally talked to you this weekend. Interrogated you, and you go, yeah, okay. I got David Schoenhired for the president because that's a public piece of information. I'm not going to give out the rest, but out of all the bad lawyers, you got the one good one in there that wanted to play the video clips. And as soon as he finally testified, they dropped it like a hot potato. So, again, it just shows how surrounded the former president is. And it's just very, very frustrating. So we're supposed to just move on and forget that ever happened. But what made them drop the trial a week early?
Well, yes, Alex, you're right. I am among those who recommended the attorney David Schoen to the president. Had I moved forward with an appeal of my conviction, and there were numerous constitutional grounds for me to do so, not to mention the misconduct of the jury forewoman, Tamika Hart, which clearly did demonstrate bias. David Schoen and Seth Ginsburg, two very fine lawyers, would have handled that case. I wish I had known them back during the actual trial. David Schoen is literally one of the most brilliant attorneys I've ever met. I've met a lot of smart attorneys. The difference here is Schoen understands the overlay of politics and the law, meaning he understands that the president's impeachment trial was going to be held with a political background, which would have an impact on what happened on the floor of the Senate. I think he made a very shrewd set of decisions. The president could have litigated the whole question of impeachment. He could have dragged the country through this for months, because I'm not sure how you remove a person from office who's no longer in that office. And the Constitution is absolutely clear that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court must preside.
Sure, and that's, I know you're covering what happened, but the inside baseball of how Schoen got surrounded, how they were trying to the level of traitorous act, you can't get into it.
No, I definitely can. Look, the same people out of the White House counsel's office who worked for Pat Cipollone, this guy Ed Hirschman, and others, I think were not serving their client well. I thought it was vitally important that the president have at least one lawyer who is a fighter, who is not afraid to speak about the hypocrisy of the impeachment movement. If Donald Trump incited violence by his remarks, and I don't see that he said that, well, then the Democrats are responsible for the violence in Seattle and Spokane and Kenosha and Philadelphia and all of those other cities.
And let's be clear, those lawyers didn't want to show that video. I mean, we said that months ago that was a no-brainer, and then Trump wanted it, and so literally you had to get Trump a lawyer that would actually do it.
Well, and the truth is that Jason Miller, who now has emerged as a political advisor to the president, was opposed to the use of this video. Then he wanted to limit the length of the video. Both of those things would have been a mistake. The evidence is overwhelming that Democrats have used incendiary language because we're in an incendiary time. But they were not charged with inciting violence. The president should not have been charged with inciting violence, because all of those comments, even the ones we find the most repugnant, are protected by the First Amendment. That's what free speech rights are about. So I don't like things that say, Jerry Nadler says. But that doesn't mean I think he should be jailed or completely censored. There is a double standard, though, it seems to me, when Congresswoman Green is removed from her committees. By the way, she was elected with more than 70% of the vote. She was removed from her committees because of things she said. while Eric Swalwell, who had a liaison with a red Chinese spy who actually placed a mole in his congressional office, continues to be a member of the House Intelligence Committee with full access to some of the country's most delicate secrets. No, there's something fundamentally wrong there. This is just another example of the two-tiered system that we have. I'm very familiar with this because on the very week that I was convicted in Washington, D.C., about lying to Congress regarding events that Mueller's own final report concedes I didn't know anything about, they announced that Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI, who had admitted to crimes far more serious than those I was charged with, would not be prosecuted. Two inspector generals' recommendations for the prosecution of FBI Director James Comey, not prosecuted. Hillary Clinton, who basically runs an illegal email server, refuses to answer questions about it, not prosecuted. No, it is an egregious system where you can wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and find that 29 heavily armed FBI agents arriving in 17 armored vehicles and two amphibious units with a helicopter overhead are there to arrest you for the first time nonviolent crime of lying to Congress, costing taxpayers $1.1 million. Yeah, it is very discouraging. It's outrageous. But you may remember, Alex, Senator Lindsey Graham pounded his chest and said, "I'm going to get to the bottom of who approved this raid on Roger Stone's home." Senator, we're still waiting.
And I agree. I don't like Graham. He's obviously compromised for whatever reason. I don't care if he's gay. The point is he's definitely compromised. At least he came out and said Pelosi had prior knowledge of the attack on the Capitol. And we need to put that back on them. Instead of them blaming us when we had nothing to do with it, it totally blew up in our face. It was terrible. We should be going on the offense. And I think Trump should, too, pointing out that we have major Antifa groups admitting they staged it and posed as Q to manipulate some Trump supporters in joining.
Well, it's very difficult to be on defense when the New York Times asks you for comment on their story, but they never specifically ask you about the allegation that the investigators are reviewing communications between you and those inside the Capitol.
Well, that's right. You called me a day before, or I called you. You called me back.
This is pretty easy. There are no such communications, none whatsoever. So this is part and parcel of the same MO we saw before. Spread a false narrative in the hope that prosecutors will begin to believe it to be fact and that will then go out and try to prove it.
Well, yeah, look, there you are with DHS police, so they should be all arrested. You're a famous guy. They're saying anybody in a photo with you, if they ever do anything wrong, you go to prison. This is preposterous.
Yeah, look, how many thousands of people have you or I or, say, Tucker Carlson had their picture taken with, selfies and so on? Does that mean that we have a full background check on every one of those people, that we know who they are, or that we are responsible for anything and everything they do, past, present, and future? Of course not. It's a ridiculous standard.
Roger, we're out of time, but since I've got you here, put the defense fund on screen, because, folks, he needs your support. I'm gonna draft him for 5 more minutes, but break for 2 minutes. I want to ask him to finish up with the big story of how we're being set up for the Capitol attack and where he thinks this is going and how listeners can help counter this, because here's the big story. They are framing the American people of this attack. If they can get Roger and I, they're going to say the American people are terrorists, and General Honoré says he's going to get our guns. Back with Roger in 2 minutes.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market and
intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't